Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Radio at this time on a Sunday evening, you know what time it is. Yes, time for Real Talk with Lola. And of course, it's a special day today. It is Lola's birthday, and she's here with our gang, our crew. I won't use any adjectives to describe the crew, but I'm sure as we go along, I would be able to say what kind of crew this is. All right, Spirit of Nigeria Radio is wishing Lola a very, very, very happy birthday. You are our star on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. We are proud of you and what you're doing, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed and, of course, bringing out the best in people. Your interviews are so natural, very conversational. And of course, I hope that is exactly what's going to happen today. Some real talk with the members of your gang. All right, Lola, over to you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I would say I'm very excited. Yes, this is me, Lola Badialuko, with my gang members. My main person, Finn, is there. He has my back. So I hope he's going to say something good today. Finn, say, I'm ready bribing you. So don't fall my hand. And I decided to have this particular edition because I know this is Lola that everybody listens to. This is Lola the psychologist. This is Lola, but no other person can describe who Lola is except my immediate family, and that is why I decided, okay, let's take a step back and let's look at Lola from the inside. And who else can do that but my family members? I have the man I'm married to called Bade. My main man. And I've got Demdim, my daughter, and I've got Finn, two young adults who are like doing their own stuff right now. And I bet they have a lot to say, but thank God it's just a 45-minute thing, so at least we can cut them short and not let them say too much and put me on the spot. I'm going to start with I won't call them children anymore. I'm going to start with my young adults. You're not children anymore, yeah. I'm going to start with my young adults, and I'm going to ask them a very, very basic question. I know that you both of you are going to say the same thing, so I'm just going to put it out there. This is me, mommy. This is me, like your daddy would say, Lola, you know. And this is me, like you guys would say, babes me. So what do you think? How have I fared over the years?
I can go ahead and start us off. Good morning, good evening to the listeners of Spirit of Nigeria Radio. It's an honor to be here for the second time. Finn, you have to catch up. I'm already a regular here. So my mom has not only grown and changed and evolved so much since starting this show, but really has just like grown into herself and become much more of the woman that I look up to every day. Hearing her passionately speak about what she's doing on the program, hearing the response that people have been giving her has been, it's been amazing to see, and it's been inspirational to me. So I'll still be nice now. I'll say all the nice stuff, but later on we'll get into the juicy stuff. So glad to be here.
And as for me, this is my first appearance on the Spirit of Nigeria Radio show, and it's an honor to be on here. Thank you for having me. But the reason we're here today is to celebrate Lola and her own achievements. Lola is the prayer warrior, the gardener, the best talk show host, and the best podcast host in Africa, if not the world. You're also a top-notch mom. I can't wait to... I'm grateful to have you as a mother, okay? Thank you for having me on the show again. You know, it's a big honor for us here in the States, okay? So, yeah, thank you.
Okay, babe, what do you think? Remember, you're going to have dinner.
Okay, how do you start a program that you've already been threatening? And the woman is next door to you. You're going to sleep on the same bed tonight. So let me be gentle. Anyway, Lola, as she's being called, Babes, as we call each other, she's an interesting woman of many characters. many shades. You guys have seen one shade. Hopefully, Aru will enable us to tell the other shades as the program continues. Yes, it's been a year plus with the Spirit of Nigeria Radio. It started like a joke. Aru and I talk one day, and before you know it, Lola is on radio. And it's been an interesting period because, like Aru said at the beginning, listening to each episode every week, different people, you begin to see the value and the relationship that Lola has. Because she's been able to bring diverse people from different diverse background and culture and race to talk about one thing or the other. And I think we can all attest to the quality of the discussions. And a lot of people have called me on the side and said, whoa, your wife can talk, but this is the right program for her. So I'm happy for her, and I pray that she continues to grow in strength. And I put a comma in that at this junction. Back to the studio.
Well done.
Right, no problem. I think we're doing good. Lola, the only thing is in introducing your husband, I think it would have been more appropriate to say the only man that could marry me, not the man I'm married to. And I think everybody is agreeing with that. All right.
Well,
to you, Lola.
Well, I'll be very honest today. I think one of the best things I always say God has done for me is having this particular people in my corner, especially my husband. I think he understands me very well. I mean, he puts up with all, like Shuni would say, and I'm going to ask that question. He always says he can never be married to me. He doesn't understand how his dad copes. You know, and that's what Finn always says to me. So Finn, Mr. Finn, are you still going to change your mind? Are you still going to marry somebody like me?
No, I actually learned over the last 2 years that like a son would try to like find somebody similar to his mom, and a girl would try to find somebody similar to her dad, obviously depending on the relationship you had with your parents. In our case, obviously because we're such a close-knit family, I feel I look for certain traits in women that you have, but at the same time, I also look for certain red flags in women that you have that I don't want. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so... So how I say it is like...
Like the shouting part.
I don't want someone like you, but I want someone with some of your good traits. if that's a good answer. I want someone who's like, it's like your good traits of like, you know, like your honesty, your loyalty, your reliability, but then your shouting can be kept with you. Your volume can be kept on your side, you know. All these cons you can keep, but your pros aren't so bad.
Fin, I don't believe this. Demi, they always say a girl's best friend is her mom sometimes. I know I'm not your best friend, so don't even bother. No. We just tolerate each other. You know, but I know we have one that little thing going on the side. What do you think about what Finn said? Would you want a mother-in-law like me? I'm nice, eh?
I think I can definitely agree. I recently had to introduce myself and my family for the job I just started. And I said, you know, my brother and I, we are two peas in a pod. My dad is my best friend. And I said, my mom and I, we are too similar to get along. So that can definitely describe our relationship. My mom and I are really just two ends of a stick. We love to fight each other. It's almost part of our getting along is the fighting. So if I think back to the question you asked, a mother-in-law like you, you know, I'll be like Finn. We'll go pros and cons. Starting with the pros, to be positive, I'd love a mother-in-law who would be loving and accept me into their family and be open in any way and form. For both Finn and I, we know that different friends, different relationships that we've had, you've always been happy, willing to meet them, wanting to be involved and know about them. And I think that's always a characteristic as a woman that I would love to have in my future mother-in-law. Okay, enough of the nice stuff. Going on to the cons. Of course, number one is the shouting. Anybody who can shout as much as this woman in such a small package, I don't understand. Second of all, is my mom told me not to bring this up, but I'm going to start early. The emotions. This lady acts like the biggest, strongest, baddest person in the block. But as soon as you get around the corner, she's there with her buddy. So we're going to give her her big personality, but she has every spectrum on the emotional range. Like, she hits it one at a time. So this can be a good thing. I'll give you that, because you are very emotionally vulnerable with people. You're open to people. But when she starts the waterworks, I am bad, but she is the master of crying. So that's the only con that I'm going to say. I'm going to keep that one. My mother-in-law doesn't need to have that.
And like, one thing I will say that I will say this about my mom is, I mentioned the loyalty, but I didn't really dive into what like that means to me. Like, if my mom is on your team, she's on your team till the end. So if I can find that trait in anybody, a friend, partner, whatever, that's a lovely quality to have. So you have somebody who's like, you say that they're on your side, that person's on your side till the end. So yeah, that's a trait that I admire in you, Mom, a lot. Because it's not always easy. It's like, the good things aren't always easy. And like, it's when like things get hard that like, you can be like, I'm still here for you. I'm still on your side. I'm still offering you advice. I'm still here for you. I'm still lending an ear for you. That means a lot in the difficult times. So like, that trait would be lovely to have in a person. So yeah, that's just like one thing I just want to add around the end there.
Fee, you better be careful. She's gonna start crying.
No. That's a goal.
Okay, but you guys always used to say something. I'm going to put myself on the spot now. And I know Finn used to say that a lot. That's my, the way I switch from being extremely nice to extremely nasty.
But then I feel like with time, and also with distance, because you know, we don't live together like we do. I feel like that's just like, I've learned that like, some people's greatest strengths can also be like their weakness. So like, because okay, my mom can be so volatile with her emotions that she says stuff in the heat of the moment that she doesn't really mean. So inversely, she also has a lot of love to give when she's feeling positive. So she's a very loving woman in the moment. But then when that loving woman turns to anger, she can be very venomous at the same time.
Very lola-ish.
Very lola. You know, that should really be a word. Very lola-ish. But yeah, very. Also, like, you know, the moment I talk about my mom, my mom is not a fickle person. She's not fickle at all. So even though she's volatile, she's not fickle. Like I said, go back to the loyalty thing. It's like, I don't think anybody on this Zoom thing is a fickle person, but I appreciate that about our family. Like, there are no fickle members here. Everybody has their head on correct. At least I have my head the least on correct. So if I can say that, I feel like everybody here has head at least on correct.
Okay. Buddy, what do you have to say before I go to our guest?
Okay, so we are not guests. Because you're not paying, giving us every look.
Ah, see who is on. Toy's daddy is there.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anyway, you asked me a question. So what do I think? I suppose the kids have said their own beat. My beat is that Lola is my go-to person. My C before anything, my best friend, my shouting partner, my emotional partner, my food partner, my gist partner. So for me, it's a bundle. Will I replace you with anybody? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If we had to do this thing again, I would take you as my partner. Not because you are perfect, because nobody is perfect, But because I've seen you grow, and for those of you guys who are listening, who knows our journey from beginning, we are 30 years now in this relationship, and I think 28 years in the marriage, right? Those of you who know us very well will have seen the growth path that Lola has taken, and the beauty of any business, because I'm a businessman, I always relate everything to business, is that business continues to grow. So when I look at this relationship, this is a relationship that I will have invested in 20, 30 years ago, and I'll be cashing a lot of money now in the rate at which Lola has grown. So I am extremely very happy for who Lola has turned out to be. Like every young lady in those days, she has pros and cons. Unfortunately for her, she married a very difficult man, because I'm a very difficult man. And I was able to help her remove some of those cons. But there are some that I cannot remove, so I'm sorry, kids. Everything cannot be birds of roses. You need to get your own share of the Lola. So that's why I left those two few cons for you to manage. But over and above, Lola has turned out to be a wonderful woman. I mean, for anybody who knows Lola, Lola can give you a heart. I particularly love that. Guys, again, I will go back to those of you who know us at the beginning. You know that when we're dating, if you go to a party and there's one plate of food left, that plate of food is Buddy's food. No two ways about it. Even she herself won't ask, what is she going to eat? So she's been my mother, my friend, my wife, and the mother of my kids, and I love her for that. Thank you.
Okay, before I go to the next question, we have someone here, Kunji Do. Can you hear me?
I think
it's muted. Lola,
okay.
Won't you let me just be a fly on the wall?
No. You can't be a fly on the wall today because, I mean, luckily you're going to come back in 2 weeks' time and then people can really hear your voice. Now, I mean, I think Tunji is one of our oldest friends, apart from Toye being my guarantor. And, you know, our story with Toye is, you know, he has the one been guaranteeing me in this marriage. So it's a big task he has on his hands. In good times and in bad times, he has to guarantee that I'll be there. So, Tunji, I mean, it's been, I know you've seen me. I think Tunji actually has known me a very long time. You've known me from secondary school days, from when I was that little young girl in the red and white uniform. And I'm very sure you've seen my transformation, my growth and everything. And, you know, one of the things I've always said is, you know, people ask me, why do I do this? And I said, look, I love to talk. I mean, it's just what I love to do. I love to talk. And I've decided to turn my passion, my hobby into a passion. So, I mean, this is me. And luckily for me, I did psychology. And when people ask me, why do you do this? I said, look, one of the strongest things I know I have is being able to communicate with people, being able to get through to people. So, so far from the little you've known of me, what do you think has been going on with me for my birthday? What do you have to say?
At the risk of repeating. Well, the first thing, you know, as I listened to Fee, Demi, and Buddy talking, I was wondering what angle you were going to come at me at. But the memory that and you're right, I've known you, known your siblings. The first thing that came to mind, because I'm also a last born, is that Lola is the typical, if you're going to go stereotypical, back in our generation, spoiled last born. But like everyone has said, you've got a very good head on your shoulders. You have grown a lot over the years, like the rest of us. I mean, we've all evolved. I remember your wedding day. I remember when you and Buddy were dating. So the memory that comes to mind is that morning that you were looking for Buddy around Suleri. And I was like, Lola, where are we going to? It was just like, I had to give you a ride, looking from one house to the other. I don't know what was on your mind. I know what was going on, and I didn't even bother to find out how you people resolved that day, but it was just that memory. I'm like, this time of the day, it was very early. But anyway, I'm sure Fee and Damien never heard that one. I'm sure Buddy remembers very well. You guys have really come a long way. You've rubbed off each other well. I listened to Buddy saying, he left you. I know many things she's improved in you yourself, Buddy, so don't let's go there. But you've rubbed off each other very well, and I'm so grateful and glad for you guys. Lola is passionate. Lola is real. And that's why people say she can swing from one end to the other. If she's into you, she's into you. If you piss her off, I think you are more restrained now. You will have flown off immediately and given the person a piece of your mind. And that was it. But just watching you with this show, and I've just been shaking my head. I'm like, talk about rediscovering yourself in what will have been retirement. And both of you are the same, because Buddy thought he was retired, and then he got bored, he got tired, and now he's refired and rehired in doing something else. So I like the fact that both of you have moved into this phase really well, with the children doing their own thing, and you guys are not idle, you're not getting into depression or anything, you're managing this phase very well, and you've rediscovered yourselves, and both of you are doing two new different things, and that's good.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Before we go into the next segment, I don't know if the studio is ready for us. I chose this music because it's my music, it's my name. So why can't I just enjoy what it is? I requested for Olufunmilola. Guys, do you remember that song?
I said to you that I never want to love another woman, girl, it was true, so true, I meant to marry you, but when I did, I was the one to take care of you, for you, now you say you want to leave me, girl, when around you I have built my world, whatever you heard about me, baby, it's definitely crazy. Please give me one chance to show. Olufunmilola, my darling, let me know. Olufunmilola, my darling, my chefy, me say that I like to watch you. Olufunmilola, ooh baby. Olufunmilola, my darling, let me know. Ooh baby. To make it move on you, but before you finally leave me, girl, think about what you do to my world. Whatever you do to hurt me, baby, it's gonna drive me crazy. Please give me one chance to shoot. Please don't make me cry.
Nigeria Radio, Real Talk with Lola, special birthday edition. Oh, do I say a special family edition on Real Talk with Lola? And of course, it's been real, real talk with Lola. I think the people are speaking truth to power this evening. All right, Lola, over to you. Go ahead. It's your show.
Okay, thank you so much. And I hope my listeners can see me for who I really am. I mean, there's no other way to actually describe myself than what my family has said. And I am grateful for who I have turned out to be, because at the end of the day, there's nothing without the people that actually know you better. One of the toughest times, which I've been wanting to talk about, and I'm happy my family is here today, is actually my lockdown experience. Guys, how was it for you? I mean, because I would say this was a time when the four of us were in actually four different places. It was extremely, extremely tough for me as a person? Did we hold on as a family? And I think that is where the quality of family came to play. And that's when I really did appreciate having you guys in my corner. I mean, you practically talked to me like every day just to make sure I was okay, just to make sure that things were not too bad for me. There were days, you know, I couldn't hold on and I would cry. And I know that is one part of me that people don't understand. And I'm very sure Demi has said it all. I think people don't see this face, this hard girl. Well, I can be. I am a very, very, very
softy.
How would I call it? I'm a big softy in there. I cry for everything, unfortunately. I cry when I'm angry. I cry when I'm happy. I cry when I'm I cry especially when I'm saying to myself, if only you know what I'm going to do to you. That's when I cry most, because I'm sorry for the person. That's actually when I cry the most. But it's one of the experiences I would want us to... Guys, how was it for you not seeing me? Were you touchy-touchy people? You've not been able to touch me for now. How long?
Okay, Lola, thanks. Let me just give a background so that people can follow us for great. Lola and myself stays in South Africa, but in February of 2020, I went to the US to see the kids, and it was supposed to be a six-week holiday. And then 3 days before I come back to South Africa, the world was locked down. So now Lola is left in South Africa. I'm stuck in Houston. Demi was in College Station, and Finian was in Arlington. So, and there was no movement. So that's the background. To kick up the story, I was extremely very, very worried. I was worried because Lola don't do well alone. Lola is a people person. Lola likes people around her. And Lola likes a shock absorber, which is me, to be around. I suppose the good thing also is that at the beginning of the lockdown, nobody knew it was going to be this long. But by the time it got to July, because at the beginning in March, I would say to her, oh no, I bought another ticket for next week. I think I must have bought close to 10 tickets between March and July. Then by July, everything shut down permanently. Even the airline says no booking. That's when we knew that now that's a problem. And to come to the phone to tell Lola that I am not going to be able to come home was one of the biggest, most difficult conversations that we had. But fast forward 1 year later, because I didn't come out of America until a year later from the March date. Coming back after, not only did Lola again, like a chameleon, find herself, she became stronger. I mean, I couldn't even believe the Lola in the lockdown. Lola now has a systematic routine. Lola watches TV. Lola never watched TV before. All right? Lola now has a program that she's following. She's reading book, writing book, doing shows. And I think that in itself was a blessing for Lola, and I am happy that she went through that journey, even though I'm not happy that I was away. Again, that was the first time my family has ever been away from each other for such a long time that we couldn't see each other. So for me, it was redefining who Lola was. Lockdown is, I'm probably in my own element because I'm used to, I'm always traveling, so lockdown doesn't really affected me, except for the food part, which is a different story, but we'll leave that for now. I will let the kids all add into the conversation.
Okay, Demi.
So for sure, exactly what my dad said, I think the biggest learning curve for me myself was just being able to see how, no matter what age you're at, no matter what point you are in your life, there's always going to be room to grow and evolve into yourself. My mom really showed this, like a perfect example of this to us. Like my dad said, we were the most worried for her. I think out of the four of us in our family, my dad's probably number one most antisocial. Then it's me, and then Fee, and then my mom. My mom is like complete opposite end of the spectrum. She doesn't like to be alone. So we were really, really the most worried about her because she would be the one spending the most time alone. And she really just not only like met our expectations of being okay, but just completely flew past that. She, like my dad said, she started writing more, reading more, even just taking on hobbies, activities that were just for herself. Even though I said earlier, my mom and I fight too much, but we really are also just best friends. And so we probably did talk every day for a year. And we still do. I tell her she calls me way too much, but I always pick up the phone. I'm always happy to hear what she has to say. In that time, we had so many conversations. I think also as I grow older, we're able to have more realistic conversations about life and about our goals and about who we want to be. And it's really just helped me to open my mind as a 22-year-old kind of stepping into adult life for the first time, just be able to see how the layers of where that's going to go and how there's never going to be an end point to when I can grow and learn about myself and change. So that was definitely something that I saw in that year from my mom and also in myself.
Okay, and just to finish off, out of us four in our family, my mom and I are probably the most similar, and everyone in the family is close, but we're probably close in a different way. So it's like, whereas we always had belief that mom would adapt and overcome to like the lockdown period, I felt my role in helping mom with this was just to hear her out, not necessarily to like encourage her, because mom is such an intrinsically motivated person on her own that she doesn't need to be told to find something for herself to do or to find something to keep herself busy. She'll do that on her own. My main thing was just that, like, the loneliness, especially like waking up in, especially like dad will understand this, waking up in a big house, because my dad has dealt with this throughout his whole career of like traveling and like having to like be on your own, whereas like this is something that mom wasn't necessarily prepared for. So that was my own concern, like how would she deal with the loneliness, waking up and going back to sleep on her own. So I was impressed, really. Obviously, there were months and there were days where it's just like, this is actually getting to me too much. I actually do miss you three. But all in all, I just wanted to be an ear you could talk to. So it's like, nobody is there to talk to day to day, but like, I'm not here to tell you anything other than just then to hear, to like listen and lend a shoulder and everything. But all in all, I've been impressed with my mom. She showed. I was actually telling a friend a story about this the other day, about the time when you thought there were thieves in the Marisburg house because there were monkeys on the roof. Because you know, like, there's been times when my mom has adapted and overcome to situations that she thought she couldn't. Like, yeah. I mentioned earlier, she became a gardener. My mom in Nigeria did not garden one day in her life, but then when she moved to South Africa, she became the best gardener in her street because she had nothing else to do. She became a painter on Wednesday because you had nothing. And like, you were a very talented painter as well. So I definitely believe that whatever you apply yourself to, you will succeed at. But it's just like making sure you're emotionally correct, emotionally stable, making sure like, yes, yeah, you feel you're heard. That was my own main thing. And as soon as that could be fulfilled, then I knew you would be fine. If anything, I was more concerned about my dad going back home now, because I was like, Dad, you know, you're entering Lola's world. That house is no longer your house. That's Lola's world. So I hope you're prepared for what you're entering. But you know, so far so good. My dad still has his head on his shoulders.
Dang good.
He has all his fingers, all his limbs. So far so good.
Okay, so thank you so much, guys. I mean, how would I say? I think I get carried away just listening to you guys. You know, as a psychologist, sometimes I need to step out of I need to have like an out of body experience with myself, and that is one thing I've been wanting to do for so long. I know I do it with you guys a lot, and this is for you and Damien and Buddy. Looking at me as mommy is different. Looking at me as a psychologist is different. I know. I pride myself with the fact that I have a very good relationship with both of you. I mean, there's nothing you guys, at times, like I always say to Finn, at times you abuse me by the things you tell me. You abuse my eardrums by the things you tell me. So what are the things that you, I mean, would you tell young people your age? I mean, Demi, you told me things like, you know, the relationship we share, you know, we have a, one of the things I pride my family for and I tell people is like, we have a very open relationship. There's nothing we keep away from each other. We tell, even if it's bad, we have to tell ourselves the truth sometimes. So, I mean, talking to, not me as Lola, as a parent, another parent right now, what would you say is a good parenting skill that you would want to pass on or you would want to acquire looking at me and your dad?
Can I just go ahead and start real quick? I would just say, especially in this new age or new time, it's just communication and not like, and like, I don't know, I'm throwing a blank here, but like the correct way to communicate parent and adult. So it's not just because you are a parent and you are a child that thing is automatic. I feel like there should be explanations in the communication, like you're sitting down right now because you did this, not just because I said so. Or it's not just, you know, boys do this, girls do that, or yeah, because you're her brother, you do this. You know, like it should be the communication, because as we become more learned, we have more access to vocabulary and more access to explanations. So I feel like we should use that more often. So just communication, essentially, is my own thing.
Okay.
Definitely. I think he's saying that something that we do well as a family. I remember when we were young, and my mom would always make fun of us. She said when we were young, we'd always ask why? Because that's something that our parents always taught us, because from a young age, we were equipped to be able to ask that. If something happens, if a issue comes up, if we're told to do something, we're always allowed the space to question and to be curious. So I think just to add on to what Finn said, but the point I was going to make was really about openness as well, and I guess that's also part of communication. As children who went to boarding school and then went overseas, spent quite a bit of time away from our family, it's really easy to fall into the pipeline of that like bad kid that's secretive and hides things from their parents and goes crazy once they are like out in the open world. And I think the reason my brother and I were able to avoid that is because we have this open relationship with our family. So a lot of friends I met when I was in college, even when I was in high school, they would say like, oh, well, I can't tell my parents I do this. I can't tell my parents, I can't ask my parents this. And I always would be a little bit confused and shocked, because I could probably, if I wanted to jump off a bridge, I would probably call my mom first and be like, but what do you think about this? How should I jump off the bridge? And even if it's a crazy, even if it's not crazy, like I always know that she's going to be there to listen. Same with my dad, and hear out what exactly we want to do, why we want to do it, no matter what it is. And so I think having that open space to talk, to communicate with each other, and just to know that there's going to be no judgment, no, you can't do this because you have this. You don't have to face those things. It's just allowed us to grow into who we are, and also to resist those kind of external pressures, like from friends, from society, because we always know that at the end of the day, if I have somebody to talk this through with, I have somebody who's going to be open and listen to me, not judge me, not get angry at me like right away, and guide me, then I don't need to keep secrets. I don't need to pretend or hide any part of myself. So that's definitely something that a characteristic I want to take on into my future family is just that openness and willingness to listen as well.
And just to like add on to what Demi says on real quick, because I know we're like rambling on a bit, but just to think, go back to what I said about like being on like the same team. So like there are times when your team members are doing things that you don't like, but they're still on your team. So you still have the same goal, which is to win. So what I'm trying to link that to is just that like parents and children remember that like they're on the same team. So if a child has something that they feel they should are hiding from their parent, they should remember that like your parent is on the same team as you and essentially wants anything and everything that will help you succeed. They want that for you. So they want anything, everything that's best for you. So I think that's just the key thing to remember, that like you guys are on the same team. So there's no need to hide. There's no need to Yeah, there's no need to hide from your parents, essentially.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I mean, I think I really pulled you up. Oh, but do you have anything to say before we round up? And I'm very sure Finn wants to go and sleep.
Well, I think that we parents need to understand that we are guardians to the children. We're not the owner of the children. You know, if you buy a property, it is yours. You own it. When God gives you a child, you're a guardian. And that's why the child leaves home and becomes him or herself as a separate entity. If you learn that we are a guardian and our job is to provide guidance to these kids till they leave home, I think we will do it in a different way. The concept of ownership is what makes us do, I tell you, go and do it. I don't care what you think. All right? If you can explain things to your kids, if you can let them understand where you're coming from, when they do wrong, if you can explain to them what is it that they've done that is wrong and why you are punishing them, I think they become a better person and they learn to be able to tell you stuff. And this question reminded me an incident that happened with Lola and Finn sometimes back. I think Finn was probably 13 or so. Lola heard a story about a friend's child who was stealing from the mother. And then he went home and he asked Finn, why will you take money from my wallet that I didn't ask you to take? Finn was like with a puzzled face. Why would I do that? And she said, steal it. And he said, well, I don't need to steal, because if I need it, I ask you and you give it to me. All right, I think all those things make a lot of difference in the way people relate with their children. If you order things from your child, even when they need it, and you say no, and without explaining to them why you are saying no, then you're basically telling them that they can go and do things behind your back. They can steal from you behind your back because you are denying them anyway. So, and I don't want to be misconstrued. I'm not saying that you have to give your child everything, but I'm saying be open to your child and explain your actions to your child so that they can, again, we also have to remember they are using that incident to learn. So they are learning from it. So like Finn said in those days, why do I need to steal? Because if I need it, I will ask you and you will give it to me. If you can't give it to me, you explain to me why I can't have it. I also remember one day that Demi called me from out of the blue. I was traveling. And first thing she said was, Dad, are we poor? I'm like, what does that mean? She says, because I asked mommy for this, you said no. I asked mommy for that, she said no. I said, because your mom is trying to manage the funds that she has. And she will prioritize what is important for the family and what is important for you. She said, oh, okay, that makes sense. So the point is, let's learn to be open and talk to our children and let's explain ourselves. I know our culture says we order, but this is a new world. Like Finn said, the kids have access to information. So be careful the lies that you give and be careful the authorities that you wade, even when you need to be compassionate.
Okay, we're going to round up very soon, and I'm very sure Aru remembers this story from 14 years ago. Remember, Aru, my 40th year. that was by Finn. I remember.
I think you should let Aru tell the story.
I remember my 40th year. My 40th year. go ahead, Lena.
Well, I think one of the things, Finn, do you think I can steal 40 here?
Even you, if somebody said to you to 40 here, would you want to 40 here?
Well, no, don't forget, I warned you before, be careful the questions you ask.
It was just your birthday the other day. You said with age comes wisdom. Shouldn't you just be relaxing? So you're coming up. you should calm down.
I should be calming down.
Yeah, I should be relaxing.
That's what I remember. That's why mommy, calm down. Mommy, calm down. You did that. That was one of your programs one time, Abby. You showed us a clip about the boy telling his mom to calm down because they wanted to beat him.
Yeah, but you see, what would I say? I'd say thank you so much, guys. I mean, it's actually a very big pleasure when you see feedbacks like this. I'm very sure you guys really must have thought about it and not want to put me on the spot. But like, one of the things I always say to people is, apart from being running a very open system with my kids, first and foremost, which I always tell you guys, yes, I am your friend, but I'm the mommy. I'm the one in charge.
There has to be.
And like I always say to you guys, I'm going to be in charge till the day you leave my house. So there is nothing like Finn said. Remember the time you said you were now an adult, you can do the things you want. And I said, no, it doesn't work that way. I'm still in charge till the day you leave my house. So, I mean, it's my house, my rules. And I always say to you guys, I don't need anyone on my side. I can do bad all alone. I don't need any of you. The three of you together, I will take you down. I will take the three of you down. So don't worry. Tunji, do you have anything to say before we round up?
I just want to harp on what Badi said. It's important. The way we were raised, the way our parents raised us cannot be the way we will raise today's our children today. And the way Finney and Demi are going to raise their own children is also going to be different. We didn't ask questions. We just complied.
Yeah.
But we've had to raise ours to be open, to be approachable. There are too many information sources out there, too many pseudo-authority figures out there. And if you shut the door before your children, then you'll be replaced by alternatives. And God help you if those alternatives are not the right ones. And so you may be getting your way, winning the battles at home, but if you don't think long-term, you lose the war and lose those children. So I think that's just one key point to harp on there.
No. Tunji, just keep your views because in 2 weeks' time, you're going to be my guest. And my show and my talk that time is actually on perception. And I know Tunji is going to give us a big dose. I mean, that's why I actually chose you to come and talk about perception, the way people perceive things. I mean, the right and wrong of perception. So it's another thing we should look out for. In 2 weeks' time, on the 28th of November, we're going to be having Tunji Dowu to come and tell us the way we Africans perceive things, the right and wrong of doing things, and, you know, just leading us aright. But do you have anything before we round up?
Yeah, quickly, because there's an angle that we have failed to explore.
Which
and
is?
And that is the angle of Toyin Arulogo, the owner of Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and Lola, and is it online? What do you people call it now? All right. So Toyo, you need to give us your own side of Lola. Lola in the
now. Toyo is my guarantor. That is the reason I'm still in this marriage.
All right. No, that's okay. That's fine. Okay. So as we round up, just let's say that I think like Tuji said, we've seen the innate skills and talents of Lola blossom. Sometimes when they say you talk too much, it could be a virtue and not a vice. If you ask me what I do, my simplest answer, and you can ask my wife and those that I talk for a living. That's what I do. There's nothing else I do. I talk for a living. And I'm proud to talk for a living. Yeah. I've been on radio this morning, but now I'm here in Lagos. I talk. But more importantly, real talk with Lola is, I just stood up earlier to go and check the figures, and I think this is one of the editions with the highest number of listeners, you know, and that for me is another game changer. As I've been listening, I tell you, as a professional, I just said to myself, this is another program that we need to bring on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Not Real Talk with Lola, but a program where you bring families and they talk and they talk and they talk like this. It's a different program on its own, and we're going to begin to work on it. So Lola coming on board has been very fantastic. My wife asked me, where does she get the guests? Every week you are getting people. I mean, it's not easy. Some would say no, some would say yes, some would say next week. But Lola is always there. And I'm not talking of wishy-washy. I'm talking of quality people. People who do really have a story to tell. And that's what the people want to listen to. And I've also learned my own lessons. I told her some weeks back that if there's anything I took away from the month where she treated lifelong issues, It is the fact that when things happen to you and you don't have control over it, just own it. And since that day, I've been using it anywhere, both to preach to people and also in my own life. Okay, so for me, we are, yes, we are some sort of family, but then from the professional end, we have gained tremendously. Spirit of Nigeria has also benefited from our wealth of experience and network. Beyond Spirit of Nigeria, you as a clinical psychologist, I'm always calling to her. Hey, so some person wants to commit suicide, go and talk to this person. And she's always going there to talk to them. So I'm really, really, you know, happy about how the relationship has developed. And we are proud. And that's why I said you are our star OAB. It's not easy to get guests on a weekly basis, quality from America, from Nigeria, everywhere. So it's something that you've taken as a huge task before you, and you are doing very, very well. Like they say in Nigeria, oin, you are doing well. And let me also say to the kids, I think you guys have done a fantastic job of making this a good episode. Finney has been a very good analyst. I can say very prim, proper, straight to the point. Like they say, no garrison, no, just hitting it. And from a prophetic and professional instinct, I see Demi becoming a broadcaster someday. You know, she looks like somebody that would like to hug the microphone. Okay. Well, and for Bade is our grandmaster here. So and it all started with our conversation. So we're very happy. And we wish you all the best on a birthday like this. And so happy that you guys are still one closely knit family. Very, very important these days. And we've listened to the kids. We'll continue to take in some of the things that you are saying, no matter how difficult they are, because they didn't train us that way. All right, so that's my charge. That's my charge today. All
thank right, you, so you want to end it?
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
Okay, so we, what we agreed also is that we should just play that song by Asha. You know, just for you, Bade, since you are his mother, you are Demi's mother, you are Finn's mother. So let's play this song by Asha to close it all up, which is Mama Orisha B. Yaosi, something so like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Mama, you're beautiful. Emi wa mama kan. Ta lori ye ye ye. Mama, mi o rojuri. And that's why I'm loving you. Nitori omo. Oji anile oko. Mama, mi o rojuri. And that's why I'm loving you. Oh, oh. La, 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 la. La, la, la. You're so beautiful. Mama, you're so beautiful. La, 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 la. La, la, la. Oh, you're beautiful, mama. You're beautiful. Eba mi kira fu mama. Orisha bi yao. Kosi lae. Eba mi kira fu mama mi. Orisha bi yao. Kosi lae o. La la. You're beautiful, mama. You're beautiful.